Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
Go fly a kite.
Why are you saying that?
It's National Fly a Kite Day.
I don't want to fly kites.
I like kites.
I wouldn't mind if you wanted to go fly kites.
You and your buddies, grab those kites.
Happy National Fly a Kite Day.
Kite Day.
Okay, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show, indeed, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What a terrific Tuesday. It's always terrific. It's always wonderful and incredible when you're getting the truth out. And I have got some, I've got something to lay on you today that is not good. Not good, because remember, whiskey's for drinking, water's for fighting over. And there's some huge fights coming here on the West Coast. And I'll bring those to you in just a moment. It's all about control. It is all about control. And I want to know, how many people are realizing this? How many people? So today's poll question, this is interesting, because actually Texas is looking at doing this. There's a bill in Texas moving forward that I'll get to in just a second. But today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, or Chinese Communist Party, be banned from owning any property in the U.S. Now, I know we've had this question before, but that was just, you know, something off of the top of my head. Now, it's actually being looked at. Yeah. Ban CCP land ownership in USA. A new bill from Texas. U.S. Representative Chip Roy. This is, you know, like they say, don't mess with Texas. We're already seeing the articles of huge land ownerships, especially one next to an Air Force training base. They have strategically purchased land. They've strategically purchased businesses, like food processing businesses. People don't think that it's a big deal. That it's, well, it's world commerce, world economy. No, it's not. And when your pantry isn't stocked, I mean, really stocked, you're going to be feeling the pain. Not only the pain of nothing being on the shelves, but of super inflation as well. Yesterday's poll question, 66, should Nevada teachers have to wear body cameras? The reason that I asked this question is very plain, plain as day. There's a Nevada group that wants teachers to wear body cameras to make sure they don't teach critical race theory. Well, with what we've been seeing with the outrage that teachers have been going through in a lot of areas. I'm not going to say, you know, right here in Reno, because we still have a lot of great teachers. And they don't want critical race theory taught as well. They don't want this stuff taught. But that's not what the media is telling you. I get letters all the time, emails, texts from teachers. They don't want it. Because we have a large amount of conservative teachers here in Washoe County. In the rural communities? Wow. there are a lot of non-conservative teachers, which is not surprising because, once again, it goes by infiltration. So the Nevada Family Alliance wants a bit more than just a review on what's going on. They want to see serious changes. We have a serious problem with activist teachers pushing politics in the classroom, and there's no place for it, especially for our fifth graders. That's from Karen Englund, the executive director. And believe you me, it's not just critical race theory. It's the teaching of, I don't know, some parents used it as debauchery. Fifth graders learning how to pleasure themselves. Fifth graders learning how to pleasure others that isn't related to intercourse. Is this something that you really want taught in the schools? Well, if you look at the media, it is. You look at the media and they're just saying that, well, you know, the Board of Trustees is doing the will of the people. And there's just this small group of complainers, followers. I'll get to that in a minute. But I don't see it that way. And neither do a lot of you. 57% of those participating in the poll said, yes, you want to see body cameras. Because the trust just isn't there. Nobody trusts anybody anymore. So, that's our poll question today. Should the CCP be able to own property in the U.S.? As you may have heard at the top of the hour news, again, remember, it's mainstream media. They're being told what to say. 600,000 people have now died in the U.S. from / with COVID. Yeah. That is not true. Well, they may say with COVID now to cover their butts. So from VAERS reporting, this is as of May 28th. 4,578 people have died from the quaxine. The adverse event report is 262,218 people. This is a voluntary reporting. How many people? We're seeing the exact opposite of what happened when COVID first came about. Overactive tests, catching the dead virus and saying that, yeah, you have COVID. You need to be shut down. You need to be quarantined. Because they were running the test at 40 cycles when it should be run at 24 or less. And even the person who designed and came up with this test said, you can't use this for something like COVID. Interesting. Yet we're still pushing the numbers that 600,000 people in the U.S. died from / with COVID, now that they've changed it. because of the car accidents, the gunshot wounds, and everything else. Wow. Something tells me, in my small little brain, that it's not about COVID. It's about the fear that was put out for the control so they could push the vaccine. The vaccine that's not a vaccine. How does that happen? Well, Trump got it out there. And did it as an experimental drug. That's why they can't make it mandatory, but they are. Surprise, surprise. But we have a serious issue of where do we stand now? This didn't work. Thousands upon thousands of people are getting the first shot. They're realizing the truth, and they're not going back for the second. Biden administration and the world wants everyone vaccinated. That's why this country is going to spend, well, trillions of dollars to make sure everyone is vaccinated in all different countries. Why? Why? Because it's part of the plan. Part of the plan. And this is where you stand up and say no. You know, it's interesting because when Obama was first elected, he went around on the apology tour of how horrible America is and, you know, apologized for it. Now Biden is going around on his global tour, and it's the spending tour. The apology tour was done. Now it's the spending tour. Because Joe Biden has just gone global with $40 trillion Build Back Better for the World infrastructure plan. Who do you think is going to be paying for that? And everything else. The poisonous vaccines for third world countries that are refusing the vaccine, and now they're refusing the people in control are shutting off electricity, shutting off water, shutting off food access. Shutting off water. You shut off water, well, that's pretty much the nail in the coffin, the death nail in the coffin.
Now, from the same people who brought you edible arrangements and edible underwear comes edible face masks. Nothing tastes better than a mask you've been breathing in and coughing in all day. No need to microwave because it's already warm and moist. Did you forget to eat your lunch and you're still standing in line? Take an inside lick and nibble. You might even get a tasty nose nugget. Edible masks. They're real, they're disgusting, and you're probably glad you're vaccinated. Get yours today from Bad Ideas Marketing.
FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1,
KKFT
92.3 FM
you
Talk.
Got your opinions and I got mine.
And we share them respectfully, but I tell you, a true patriot, he's going to be joining us today at 11:08. The Patriot Street Fighter, Scott McKay, will be joining us as he is part of the Arise Freedom Tour and trying to get people to understand that it's all about you. It's about what you do, what you say, who you're talking to, and making a difference. So, no water, no food, no life. I've been talking for over a year about a food shortage. Monica, that's ridiculous. No, it's in their plan, the World Economic Forum. And our farmers and ranchers need to pay attention. Why do you think that bill was put through for the domestic wells? By Sisolak, pushed it. The water master can take control. Where's that list of governors controlled by the CCP? I don't know. We'll look at that. But here we go. This is just one of many stories that are starting to come out. Not only did we have our cyber attack with the beef industry, now we have a shortage of cans for, well, yeah, because people are stocking up on the cans. Try buying the jars for canning. Man, I sold boxes and boxes of those at a yard sale for next to nothing. What the hell was I thinking? Outraged farmers threatened to disrupt a federal order to stop the flow of irrigation water from a lake amid a severe drought in the state of Oregon. They warned that right-wing militias will back them in case of confrontation. Why are they doing this? Farmers are protesting because they own the water in the Upper Klamath Lake. Farmer Dan Nielsen told RT's agency that he stood outside. He stood there with an American flag. It is our water, and the federal government actually just stole it. No due process of law, no compensation, no nothing. So what did they do? What did the feds do? Well, they said none of that water, none of that water is going to be released to the farmers. What? Yeah. Literally calling it the worst day in the history of the Klamath Project. How do you steal the water flat out? Klamath Water Users Association Day expressed grave disappointment with the announcement by the Bureau of Reclamation. Bureau of Reclamation. That no water is to be diverted at a canal for irrigation in 2021. No water, no food, no life. This is big. But why does this sound familiar? Why does this sound like something that, well, we've talked about? U.S. faces freshwater shortages due to climate change. Yeah, due to climate change. Greater evaporation because of global warming. Scientists say one way to alleviate pressure on water basins would be to reduce irrigation for farming. The agricultural sector can consume more than 75% of water in the United States. Specifically, the scientists say farmers could cut their irrigation of industrial crops used primarily for animal feed. And biofuels such as hay, field, corn, soybeans, sorghum, millet, rapeseed, switchgrass, all based on computer model projections. That just sounds ridiculous. Cutting off water to the farmers? Wait, who could even come up with something like that? Whose scientists could come up with something like that? Well, this story is at weforum.org. WeForum. Yeah. World Economic Forum. This was a part of Agenda 2019. But she didn't get in, remember? They had to wait. Now their patsy's in place. And we're in deep... Well, you know. It's the Monica Jay Show. Your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Got a great prize for you today and... more news on what you should be prepared for on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Coming up, a chance for you to win a $25 tab at El Adobe Cafe. Be listening for your chance with our texting contest. Yes, our text contest. And you'll have 90 seconds. So we'll make it a question that hopefully is pretty easy for you. Because that's the way we roll. We want to give stuff away. I love Recall Thursday, giving away Jerry's money. So let me tell you, we've got some serious issues going on for this country. And wow, people need to step up. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should the CCP be banned from owning any property in the U.S.? 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question kind of brought to you by the Nevada Family Alliance because, well, they're the ones that came up with this, and I love the idea. Should Nevada teachers have to wear body cameras? They're actually pushing for this. 57% of those participating in the poll said yes. Because we're leaving it up to the kids now to pull out their cell phones, which more and more schools are banning. Can't have your cell phones during class. Well, they obviously don't want to catch the teachers doing what they're doing. It doesn't matter if it seems to be good or bad. We just don't trust each other anymore. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. When you lose trust, that's hard to get back. Who do you even trust? I don't know about you, but I don't trust the CDC. I don't trust Anthony Fauci. I don't trust about half of the Republicans in government who say that they're representing me and they're working hard. And it's always the same excuse.
Well, it's because the Democrats have control. We have to go along to get along.
whatever. I don't trust some teachers out there. I get it firsthand from my little sister V, what's going on in the schools. And there are good teachers out there, but they are being intimidated by the activists, by the activist teachers. So it's all in where you're getting your story from. Because I have met the publisher of Reno.com, and their news is good, but more and more it is extremely left-leaning. I had to forward this story to myself because I wanted to make sure that I got it out, because you have to understand it's all in the wording. Yeah. So this is Reno.com put out a story about adults hanging around peddling false information to students. So the person who wrote this article is just so far out there that it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And why do I say that? Because again, it's all in the wording. Joey Gilbert was out trying to make people aware of what is going on in the Washoe County School District. The story starts off: proponent of attorney Joey Gilbert's plan to sue the Washoe County School District have been hanging around near schools, handing out flyers to children to take home to their guardians. Well, I don't know about you, but to me, that takes on an intention of these guys are, you know, like whacked out people. They're his followers. Just this small group of people that keeps showing up at the board meetings. And that could be the farthest thing from the actual truth. The people who are showing up at the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees meetings are parents. Hopefully we will see more teachers be courageous and start showing up and speaking their mind, because it is called infiltration all the way up to the principals, the assistant principals, the ones who take action against those teachers that speak their mind. Again, I go back to, this is the media. These aren't Joey Gilbert's followers. Joey Gilbert got involved after this had all started. So why would they write it that way? It is a backhanded bash at Joey. And it's a backhanded bash at the parents and community leaders who are taking a stand. Because the liberals out there don't like that. So they are going to insult. They are going to intimidate. And, well, from what I see, they're going to flat out lie. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. What are your thoughts today? Water shortage, scams, food shortages. How about the homeless again? Receive this from Bruce. Bruce F., not Bruce P. Wish to report that on my bike ride along the river, I observed the city of Reno, two bulldozers, knocking down several vagrant shacks, you know, ones that are actually built. Some that have been there for 2.5 years across from Glendale Park. Much of the camps are now gone along the Truckee River up to the Auto Museum, except for all the garbage and waste that's been left behind, besides a smattering of campers along the way. Question. Now who pays for all that cleanup? Cleaning up all the waste that's in the river, along the river. COVID money? U.S. taxpayers? All of us taxpayers. All of us. You see the pictures that Bruce sent me. They're absolutely disgusting. But you know what? In a few weeks, it's either going to be there or they're going to be back. Because nothing actually gets done.
And now, Mom Thoughts.
What are we going to do now that our last kid is going off to college? I guess it's my chance to really spend some time getting to know my husband again. Yeah, right.
This has been Mom Thoughts.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Hate to be a nanny. Hate to be a nag, but we're going to see temperatures at 100. We're going to see triple-digit temperatures. It's hot. It's dry. Please, be careful. Even in your own backyard, things are like Tinder. And you don't want to start anything that our firefighters have to finish. This is just crazy. So, where do we go from here? I don't know. I'm going to ask Scott McKay, who's coming up with us in the next half hour at 11:08, what we can do. Because if it wasn't one thing, it's another. Everything is being thrown at you right now. Everything. Biden being a bumbling, blithering idiot in the UK. I'm so embarrassed that I can't even watch. I can't even look at the news of what's going on over there. And we kind of suspected it. Worldwide. National. We've been, we're being torn apart by this whole fake pandemic. The school systems are a mess. And now we are going to go into a food shortage, into a water shortage. And this group of people on the world stage is going to come to you and say, we can help. We can fix this because we're smarter than any of you. So what we need to do is take control. You have to stand your ground. You have to get into the fight. politicians. I mean, I just, it's crazy that I even want to be one running for Nevada Senate, State Senate, District 16, by the way. Because they, the biggest thing that they're doing right now is taking away our gun rights. Yeah, it's going to go to the Supreme Court and we're suing and everything like that. But in the meantime, you have to stand your ground. They're pushing for law-abiding citizens to be stripped of their rights. Yet, the bigger problem is criminals, mental health issues, that sweet, adorable little boy who was in his car seat, mother involved in a road rage incident. She did what the rest of us do. Somebody cut her off, she flipped him off. That's not a sign of aggression. That is a sign of, dude, you cut me off. Pay more attention. Well, they turn around and start firing at her with a gun, killing that adorable little boy. Good news, after 2 weeks and raising the reward up to $500,000, the two in that vehicle were finally arrested. Those are the type of people who need to be punished severely. And we need to get the liberal judges out. Why the liberal judges? Well, let's see. In New York City, a judge let a reputed gangbanger free. He had multiple situations with guns. But this judge put him back out on the street. His family bailed him out because the judge lowered the bail from $75,000 down to $10,000. Yeah. Here's a kid who got a gun, got another gun, got another gun, and rather than letting the law and justice take its course, he was back out on the street. And guess what he did? He did what all gangbangers do. And he killed an innocent father. An innocent man. So does that sound like a law-abiding citizen that is going to obey all of these new restrictions, all of these new red flag laws being put into place? This same judge, by the way, Judge Boyle, this guy needs to be in jail. He released a 16-year-old charged with manslaughter. So when this kid got out, he went on